So I just walked out of Exorcist Believer, and you know, it's rated R. It's a horror movie. I felt like I had an obligation to go see it. It's based on William Peter Blatty's Exorcist series. And, you know, they tried really hard to make this a quality film, but it has issues. The movie kind of starts off in Haiti with a mom who's pregnant and this black guy who likes to take photographs, and she gets some kind of weird, like, ritual done as protection for her child, but ends up, like, getting caught in this building, getting collapsed, and the people who rescue her have to decide whether to save the child or the mother, and they end up only being able to save the child, even though the father wants the mother to be saved. So fast forward 13 years, the kid's in the United States, she's hanging out with her dad, she's going to school, she's pretty annoying, and the dad's kind of like a dick too. Like, honestly, all of the people in this movie are really unlikable, which is saying something. The pacing is really slow and thoughtful, but it plays it completely straight, but there's a lot of ridiculous, heavy-handed religious themes in this film that were more heavy-handed presented than in the original Exorcist film or any of the sequels, I would say. That having been said, I would say this film is better than something like The Exorcism of Emily Rose or any of those really cheap exorcism movies from the 2000s. This movie does try hard, but ultimately it does not work. It feels like this film is the first film in what was intended as other... I mean, I could tell that there's more story to be told because... Well, let's start at the beginning. The girl gets possessed. Like, these two girls go into the woods, and I guess they're both not baptized, so they go into, like, this little corridor gravestone thing, and they're like, you know, doing some fucking voodoo stuff, and then they disappear. They disappear for 3 days, and then when they reappear, they don't know. It's like lost time. They don't know where they've been. Everybody's really concerned about them, but they come back, and almost instantly they start acting like, look at me, I'm possessed. Like, it's really heavy-handed, and they, like, have their feet all fucked up, and their hands are all fucked up, and then the black girl, there's one black girl and there's one white girl, and the black girl attacks the dad, and, like, suddenly she's in, like, a mental institution, and he goes and gets Ellen Burstyn from the original Exorcist, Regan's mom, the mom of, what's her name? Freaking Linda Blair. Linda Blair's mom from the original Exorcist. She's all old now, and she wrote a book about her experience from the original Exorcist, which is presented to the father of the black father, because there's the white couple and there's the black family. It's pretty ridiculous, honestly. But he contacts her, and she says that Regan won't talk to her ever since she wrote the book, but she'll be happy to help. And suddenly, she's in the house. I don't know how this happens. They put her in the house, the white family's kid. She's in the house. She goes upstairs to the girl's room, and, like, the girl grabs, like, a crucifix and starts stabbing her eyes out. And, like, it's like, why did she go in the room by herself, and why is she dying so suddenly in the story? She dies fucking, she's introduced, and then suddenly she doesn't die. She just has her eyes stabbed out and just sits in a chair for the rest of the movie. But like, it's such a waste. You know what I mean? She's so heavily featured in the trailer and in all the promotional materials that the fact that she's there for like 10 minutes is disappointing. And then back to the story of the possessed girls who are now looking like Beetlejuice or something. and they've got this slime coming out of their mouth, and like, I don't know, the church like doesn't want this one priest to like do the freaking exorcism because it's dangerous, and the priest tells them, yo, I can't do this, you guys are on your own. And there's this one character who almost was a nun, decides to take it on her own, and they try to exorcise the demons, but like it doesn't really work. And then the priest finally comes in, and like I guess a ghost breaks his neck, because his neck like breaks itself. It's like and what I don't understand is the police come later, and then they see that this guy's neck is like broken, and they like don't arrest anybody. Like they're like, I'm sorry for your loss, ma'am, or something like that. But anyway, but so yeah, they're trying to exorcise the demons, and the demons say something stupid like, hey, let's play a game. Like, only one of these chicks can live. You got to choose which one. So like none of them engage with the spirit, the evil spirit, but the dad of the white family dad decides to choose his daughter at some point. He yells it out loud, but it's a trick. And it looks at first like the black girl is dead and the white girl is alive, but then it reverses, where the white chick is now, she can't be revived, and the black chick is alive. And then we see this weird scene that doesn't feel very exorcist-y of the white girl, in the gravestone area where they were doing their little magic at the beginning of the movie. And like hands come and pull her into the dirt or the water, and she's being pulled into hell. It's for a series that's relies on like psychological scares, it was very visceral experience. I felt like it was unnecessary, honestly. But yeah, and then you know nothing really happens. Like they never exorcised the demon. They chose to play the demon's game, and the demon still exists. It just let the girl go. So it's like, obviously there's going to be a sequel. And it could be a different character, the new characters we've never met, hopefully, because these characters were super unlikable, super boring. And the best part of the movie is at the very end, when you see Ellen Burstyn's character sitting in the hospital in a chair, and Regan comes. Yes, she comes back. Linda Blair makes a cameo appearance. And, you know, I think I met Linda Blair at a Fangoria Weekend of Horrors back when they still had that in like the late 90s, probably 99. Very nice lady. But yeah, the movie was like a 2 out of 5. 2 out of 5. There's nothing really wrong with it. It's not really bad. It's trying. It just fails. It's, I don't know what would have helped this film. Probably a script rewrite. Because it just feels like there were some good ideas here, but the plot was not engaging enough. There's a lot of stuff that they could have done. Like the scene where the white family's like, we're going to go to church. And then the girl like is all walking down the aisle saying, the body and the blood, the body and the blood, the body and the blood. Like they could have done something much cooler, maybe a little scarier. Like in the, you know, the water, the communion water, maybe she could have turned into real blood or something. Like, I don't know, but, and it could have been scary or something actually scary, maybe something a little bit disturbing, instead of this corny fucking body in the blood, I'm walking down the aisle, I've got wine on me, or I think that's what it was. It wasn't blood that she had on her, it was like wine. But, you know, I'll still see the next one. You know they're going to come out with another one because they spent $400 million on the rights alone to this series, which is outrageous. You'd think they would have put better care into the inaugural film in their reboot trilogy for Exorcist, considering how much money they put down on the table. And, you know, we all know the studios never leave money on the table, so we will see another Exorcist in a few years, I'm sure. Hopefully it'll be better. Hopefully it'll be better thought out. And yeah, I hope you guys are ready for some cool horror films this November. Like Thanksgiving is coming out. I'm definitely going to see that. And there is, what is it? It's a Wonderful Knife, which I haven't heard too much hype about, but it looks like it could be interesting, so maybe I'll do a review of those, or get somebody else to do a review of them. We'll see. But tune in next time on Uwe-Boll Raw Movie Reviews here, and we'll have another main show for you very soon, my friends, with Uwe-Boll. Have a wonderful day.